You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tomorrow, we are set to see the largest strikes in potentially the last 40 years as separate unions representing nurses, teachers and many more come together to put pressure on the government to take their negotiations seriously. In total, it'll likely hit around 100,000 Kiwis pushing for better working conditions. Frequent in their demands, a request for better pay that has been eroded by the inflation of the past few years, as well as safer staffing levels as many professionals seeking better conditions vacate the New Zealand workforce for Australia, leaving our hospitals, schools and workplaces woefully understaffed. To discuss tomorrow's mega strike, I spoke with Fleur Fitzsimmons, the National Secretary of the Public Service Association, on why so many unions are facing the same problem. For our listeners out of the loop, could you give us an overview of the strike? What are the outcomes you would like to see specifically for the PSA?
Yeah, there's strikes all over New Zealand involving PSA members who work in allied health, people who are mental health workers, public health nurses. We've also got workers who work on the data and digital side of Te Whatu Ora, people who do the policy work, auditors, and also people who work at ACC. All of them are finding that they're not making the progress they need in their collective bargaining and really are left with no choice but to take this industrial action tomorrow. It's going to be a big day.
Right, and there's a lot of different unions, more than just the PSA, coming together at this moment with all these separate unions coming together at the same time. It speaks to there being a shared issue between the unions. Do you buy that? Is there a singular symptom that can be addressed here?
Well, I think it does show the frustration with collective bargaining in all of these different workforces. And the one thing they have in common is that they're funded by the government. So I reject these claims by the government that it's not political. Funding of health and education is a political choice, and the government have the power to settle these disputes. They just need to come to the bargaining table with a fair pay offer and an offer which recognises the important professional issues these groups are raising. If you look at mental health workers, they turn up for work every day with a risk of violence and assaults against them. That's not good for them, it's not good for patients, and we want to see a response from government that keeps these workers safe, that ensures safe staffing, but also gives them a pay increase that is fair so that them and their families don't have to go backwards.
How has the coordination happened between these separate unions?
Basically what's happened is that each of these unions are not making the progress that they need to make in their respective collective bargaining. So strike ballots have been held at every workforce, and overwhelmingly workers have endorsed this program of strike action across New Zealand. Now, no worker wants to take strike action. No one does it lightly. It's a decision that's come to after a lot of consideration and attempts to settle disputes through collective bargaining. In some of our cases, we've been in bargaining for over a year, and we're still not seeing the kind of progress that these workers need and that New Zealand and them deserve.
Is there any specifically striking things that the unions would want that the government should be able to give, and it's striking that they aren't?
Look, I think what we really need to see is a commitment from government to engage in good faith bargaining, to listen to these workforces and respect these workers. Hear what they're saying. Don't dismiss their concerns as unaffordable or out of touch. Listen carefully to what health workers are saying. Listen carefully to what teachers are saying. Listen to what ACC workers are saying, particularly about their workplace culture, and consider how it can be addressed instead of sort of throwing political mud or playing games in the media.
In reference to the ACC one, there's been reports about a toxic culture and there's been a turnover in executives. Could you speak on that briefly?
Yeah, we're really disappointed in the culture review at ACC not being implemented. A review came out, it was done by Philippa Muir. She's a very well-respected lawyer. She looked carefully about what's going on at ACC, tried to understand what's driving some of the discontent among their workforce. And really, there were a number of things that came out of that review. One of them was that they have an old-fashioned and hostile attitude towards workers and unions. Now, that's something that ACC could address immediately. But what did they do instead? They issued a statement to all staff which said, flexible work as you currently know it will be ending. in December with no consultation, no proper consideration of what arrangements people have in place at the moment or the basis on which they were employed and the commitments made to workers around flexible work. That sort of thing adds to a problematic culture. It doesn't show workers that the employer wants to work with them and understand their issues and improve the culture. And that's one of the key reasons why that workforce is now taking strike action.
Is that where you feel unions can really fit in as well as spokespeople for workers when they don't feel like they can, or even if they do feel like they can, it gives the voices space to speak?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, people join unions so that they can collectively have a say in their work and their workplace and their terms and conditions of employment. And what employers, if they want to work constructively with unions, should do is respect workers, respect unions, listen to what unions are saying about what's going on in workplaces, how solutions can be found, and then we can all move forward together instead of needing to take what is unfortunately quite disruptive industrial action.
And in terms of numbers, how significant is this upcoming strike going to be?
The strike is going to be historic. We're not only going to see about 100,000 workers all over New Zealand take strike action, but what we're also seeing is huge support from the community. We know a number of people who are saying, how can I help? How can I support? Can I come to a rally? What can I do? And so, you know, we really welcome that. It's a great show of solidarity, really, from the community towards the striking workers.
And if people do want to support the strikes, how can they turn out?
Well, there's lots of ways you can support. You can take to social media, share your messages. There are rallies going to be all over New Zealand. We're just working through the logistics of them because of some unfortunate weather events. But there are lots of opportunities for people to come along, join the rallies, and, as I say, express their support in social media. And we've already seen an overwhelming number of messages come through of solidarity and support.
Finally, is there anything you'd like to add at the end of all this?
I just want to call on the government to come to the bargaining table with a decent offer, which takes workers and their families forward, which addresses the important issues that workers are raising about how work is done in workplaces, and means that we can settle this dispute before Christmas so that people can get on with their important work.
Philip Fitzsimmons, thank you very, very much. Good luck out there.
That was the National Secretary for the Public Service Association, Philip Fitzsimmons, on the Mika strike tomorrow.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.